Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Friday, August 5th, 2011. Tonight inside the Cypher, we will recap the week in entertainment news with our special guest, Bo D and his crew tonight, 917-889-3926. Hey, jump on it. You're inside the Cypher, Slip and Slide recording artist, Bo D, is hanging out with us tonight with a few of his artists, and they got some bangers, too. So jump on it. If you have questions, feedback, or you just want to listen and participate tonight, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher, Friday, August 5th, 2010, 917-889-3926. We only on for an hour tonight, so let's get it in and get it in quick. Hey, this is Bo D. This joint right here is called Hashtag. He got a couple artists hanging out with him tonight inside the Cypher. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. 10:02.
Yeah, I'm online right now, trying to stay connected to the world via Twitter. Let it go. Yeah, y'all follow me, man, at Bodhi Music, and this is No Privacy. Yeah, let it go.
Boy, I'm about to start a trend. I'm about to put my swag on it. Better yet, a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, will you split up? Roll up and follow me, nigga. Hey, I'm about to start a trend. And I'm about to put my swag on it. Better yet, a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, will you split up?
Yeah.
Roll up and follow
yeah.
me, nigga.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another song for you get hold to. Bad shit, get thrown out. Let's hold it old food. These days my fans are like, dude, you are so cool. Tell me what's your Twitter, I'ma be certain to follow you. Hold up. Please don't forget to roll up. My discussions require Zobra. I'm feeling real good, a little bit conceited. If you feel the same way, hell gone and retweet it. So gone like Lady B, following arrows like Key. Iconic like J.C. on and getting live like G. Plus I stay up in my mode like Young S-I-double-P. I'm representing Slip and Slide, Pristine and GDD. Old Town is my stomping ground, but I live for Tennessee. I can't forget New Orleans, that's where they raised me. I'ma do this to the day the good Lord lays me. 6 feet deep, until then I'ma tweet.
Boy, I'm about to start a trend. I'm about to put my swag on it. Better yet, a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, put your Twitter up. Roll up and follow me, nigga. Hey, I'm about to start a trend. And I'm about to put my swag on it. Better yet, a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, put your Twitter up. Roll up and follow me, nigga.
Hashtag, get the picture. I'm flashing for the twit pit, going off that oil, and I'm feeling like a dipstick. I'm enlisted, okay. And the pound is some sick shit, cause I spit blitz, okay. Hashtag feel dip, okay. Hashtag I'm a genius, when I'm hitting you with that ill verse, something so addictive like this social network, puns make your head turn till your fucking neck hurts. You just gotta mention me if you want the next excerpt. Sweet master, or better yet the expert. Hashtag, you don't wanna imagine my next verse. When I spit pet turds all over your sweatshirt and got your shit thinking I'ma sweat her. Pound bitch, please. I wouldn't fuck if I had a disease. I'm trying to make a lot of bread out these fucking seeds. disagree. Pound, come see me. Hashtag, watch me live what I speak.
Boy, I'm about to start a trend. I'm about to put my swag on it. Betty had a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, put your sweater up. Roll up and follow me, nigga. Hey, I'm about to start a trend. And I'm about to put my swag on it. Betty had a hashtag on it. Hell yeah, I'm about to start a trend. Hands up, put your sweater up.
TGIF, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher, hashtag BoD, slip and slide, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right, all right, all right. Moni Nachos, happy Friday, world.
No doubt what's cracking inside the cypher tonight. 917-889-3926. Hanging out with us tonight is Bo D and the crew, all the way live from Charlotte. Give it up. CeeLo, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. How do you do?
We do fine. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, hanging out. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 10:06 on the East Coast, 7:06 on the West Coast. Wherever you are in the world, you are now in tune. Let's just get right to it. Orlando is in the building. Bo D, welcome to the show. Welcome back, bro.
Good to be here, good to be here, good to be here.
Hey, always glad to have you, man. Hey, you got some folks hanging out with you tonight.
Yeah, actually, Anonymous and Stage got a little tied up in the studio tonight, so they actually won't get to be on the air. We're trying to get this compilation knocked out, so they kind of locked into the studio, but I actually got my guy Major on the line right now. He's actually one of the CBMG dancers. As Dub AG, he's going to talk a little bit about, you know, our dance division of College Boy Music Group, and I'll pretty much talk about the music side and, you know, introduce Anonymous' single and Stallion single, but right now they're kind of handling some business.
Okay. You said, so that's Anonymous that's on with us?
Anonymous
no, Major.
And, just Major. Major's on with us.
Yeah,
Major,
right here,
Major's
bro.
On with us. Melzer, welcome to the show, bro.
What's going on, man? Glad to be here.
Hey, what's good? So, yeah, go ahead and tell us what y'all got going on out in Orlando.
Well, other than, you know, myself with the No Privacy album out, of course, y'all just heard the hashtag single. I just started College Boy Music Group, which is my entertainment company. Anonymous is actually one of my business partners, but he's also an artist as well as Stallion. But Major is actually the leader of the dance division. So we're pretty much putting together a dance crew called SWAG. It spells out swag. SWAG means so way ahead gone. And he's pretty much the leader, the lead choreographer for that. I mean, dude is sick. We're going to have some videos put up real soon kind of showing some of his talent because we're actually getting ready to start recruiting some dancers to add to that team. So, I mean, we're just trying to stay busy. And, of course, we still have the Doro show coming up August 11th at LAX here in Orlando. The meet and greet will also be here at the CSR building. So, I mean, we're just trying to stay real busy.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you get out there, man. That's how you exploit your brand. You know, you keep it moving. Stay visible. One of these joints that you sent over, it just had Balance. That's the name of the track, I assume, right?
That's Anonymous. That's Anonymous, yes.
That's Anonymous.
Yes.
I listened to both of them real briefly. I listened to the other one, Fresh Out, long
yes.
enough to know that it's real raunchy, but it's a banger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would love to hear, like, the radio edit to that right there because it's going to burn up radio.
Right.
And I'm going to play it tonight because we inside the cypher. And, again, it's a little grimy. So, you know, put the kids away. This is only for those 21 and above. But I'm going to tell you like this. I know real hip-hop music. And, yo, tell come from? How long they been rhyming?
All right, well, I'm going to give you my point of view of Anonymous, and then I'm going to let Major give you his point of view of Stallion. But when it comes to Anonymous, Anonymous is one of those artists. By the way, he does have a record with me on the No Privacy with Trey Songz. That's called I Got a Lot. That's actually, like, killing it right here out here in Orlando. I definitely, most definitely want y'all to check that out. But other than that, when it comes to this cat, man, it's like when I'm in the studio with this dude, like, this dude, he brings a certain energy out of everybody. I mean, we had a session last night till about maybe, I want to say maybe about 1:30 in the morning, but I mean, this dude is like, whenever he gets on a track, I mean, it's just like, it's something, it's just something to watch and amaze. I mean, I actually remember talking to my pops, and my pops was telling me, like, man, he's like, every time I hear Anonymous on a song, he's like, you never know when he's coming. He never really introduced himself and let the world know he's about to come, but he's tacked a beat when he does. So it was like, from the moment I heard him, man, it was like, I got to sign this dude. I got to have this dude.
We lost you, Bode. Okay. Well, he's gone. Major, you there, bro? Major. Okay. Well, we've lost. Okay, hold on. I think we got Bode back. Bode, you there?
Yes, dude. My bad. I'm sorry.
Okay, bro. We thought we lost you for a moment. Go ahead.
Nah, but I was just basically saying that this cat here is just a force to be reckoned with. So, I mean, when it comes down to Anonymous, it just had to be done. It was a decision that had to be made. So that's the decision we went with. And the Balanced record is pretty much going to, you know, showcase, you know, his abilities lyrically. I mean, I think he has just a really crisp sound. I mean, he's definitely a seasoned veteran in my book. So I just want the world to be looking for him.
Well, you know what? Let's just get right to it. Anonymous, this joint is called Balanced. TM Hama Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Sweater on the counter that's sitting next to her chapstick. She was my future, but then she became an accident. Am I the reason why you left me in the crib? Or maybe it was something that I did. Could it be that I'm just overreacting for staring at the door till the day she walks back in? I'm losing my balance. Yeah. She got me losing my balance. This girl got me losing my balance. Either I'm losing my head or I'm losing my balance. It's been a couple days, four to be exact, anticipating your arrival when you're coming back. So I'm just chilling on the sofa, trying to be a soldier. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. Looking at your photographs make me feel closer. I need to stop tripping, I'ma hold my composure. Cleaning up the house, decorating the scenery, expressing my love and how much she really means to me. It's right here in my arms is where she needs to be. But she never picked up the phone just to speak with me. She's a sellout, she just left a receipt with me. Let me chill, I really think I need to breathe. But how could a woman have so much power? Shorty got me shivering, I'm feeling like a coward. So I quickly run into the shower, till I got a text from her saying she was coming in an hour. Dang, I cut the shower off, raced to the front door. Her presence is everything I would hope for. An hour passed, I couldn't understand why she walked in, holding hands with another man. I'm losing my balance.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, Bodhi, in the crew, Balance. That was, what was the name of the artist again, Bodhi?
That was Anonymous.
Anonymous, Balance. Yo, who did the track there?
That's actually a spinoff of the J. Cole record, Balance. It was actually it's actually one of his mixtape joints.
Okay.
But all original, everything like that. But it was a remake of the J. Cole record, Balance.
No doubt.
But it's the bubble to his single Here I Stand.
I heard you say that you had to sign the artist. So tell me a little bit about the production company and the label you got cracking right now.
All right, well, since the whole slip and slide situation, it kind of opened a lot of doors for me. And, you know, my management team, shout out to Gina McAllister and Contra Jones. They pretty much, you know, throughout the whole process since the whole slip and slide situation, you know, they pretty much told me that as I go throughout this industry that I should want to be more of a brand and a company than just an artist. So they pretty much asked me, but it was like, you know, if you wanted to start any company, any kind of entertainment company, what would you want to call it? And I said College Boy Music Group. And I said the reason being is because, you know, in today's society, the typical hip-hop artist, or according to society, the typical hip-hop artist that goes to school, you know, is kind of looked at, you know, as negative. You know, it's kind of looked down upon if you're a hip-hop artist that went to college or whatever. But, you know, I'm proud of my college background. You know, it doesn't make me any less real than the next guy. It doesn't make me, you know, any less gangster than the next guy. Or whatever, not to sit here and say that I'm gangster, but I'm just saying, according to society, it just seemed like that is looked down upon if you have an education or anything like that. So I started College Boy Music Group basically to show that, you know, artists can come up and be just as competitive as a Lil Wayne or a Drake and have the intelligence of somebody that goes to college or somebody that takes school serious. So, you know, that same thing with Anonymous. Anonymous is in school, Stallion is in school, Major's in school, so it's kind of all of us, we kind of promoting that, educate. Nothing is wrong with education at all. You know, and I know society is so jacked up that when it comes to the hip-hop industry, it's like if you went to school, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're not hood or you're not hard because, you know, you're in college. You're a schoolboy. But, you know, I embrace that because it just shows that, you know, we have a level of intelligence that, you know, when it comes to doing business, that we can do business with the best of them. So, when it comes down to the history of my company, it's just that I was looking for people that kind of had that same mentality, that's not afraid to embrace, you know, their intellect. So, you know, as you hear when you listen to, you know, Anonymous's record, you know, it tells a story, you know, because these days a lot of music is just a lot of rah, 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 pop bottles, let's get drunk, let's have sex. But, you know, when you listen to a record like Balance, it's like it almost puts you in his shoes to feel what he was feeling at that particular moment. And that's the same way with Stallion. Even though the Fresh Out record is a little more raw, you know, with Stallion having his run-in with the law, you know, and his legal situations, it was like he was pretty much telling the world what he felt like after going through that experience. You know, even though it was a little raw, it's still realistic because he's basically showing that, hey, I've been through this and I can still bounce back and be successful without being judged.
Yeah, I thought that even though, and I'll let CeeLo weigh in, you know, give her perspective along with the other angels, but I thought although two very distinctly different tracks, and we're going to get into Young Stallion Fresh Out in a moment, but although two very different tracks, two very different styles, but both are telling a story that kind of, you know, draws you nearer. You know, it kind of brings you in to what they're saying. The styles, you know, are unique. You know, and I thought, again, Young Stallion's, although it was a little raunchy, it was distinctive. And I thought his flow was crazy creative. You know, again, CeeLo, I don't know if you don't want to weigh in there or not. CeeLo, are you trying to weigh in? I think you're talking on mute, CeeLo.
Okay, how about this? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, you didn't know what? It was the headset that I had in. Okay, because I was talking. I took off.
Yeah, we've not heard you the entire program.
Wow. Okay. Well, you missed a lot. All right. But I have nothing to for you to run it back on.
Or did you miss a lot?
I know, right? That is so amazing. Well, I want to say that I like the song that we just played. What was the name of it again? Balance, right?
I thought that was
a dope song. I didn't necessarily hear the raunchiness of it. I liked the way it flowed and everything. The only thing
wasn't the song. No, we're talking about and I'm talking about the next joint we're going to play, and it's not necessarily raunchy, you know, it's a little explicit.
Oh, okay, put the kids away. Okay. I want to say about Balance, I want to say that I like that song, except for the fact that at a certain point it sounded like the music was overpowering his voice, so I would like that to be mixed down, you know, a little bit better, but I really like that. And I like the music that I've heard so far from your camp, Bodie, yourself including. And that's why I don't mind, you know, and I think I'm not by myself in this, but we don't mind supporting you because outside of you being positive, you're actually making moves and also trying to bring on other positive artists, you know, to get them exposure. So big up to you and your camp, and, you know, as much as we can, we're going to help you in your career. So hopefully you know that already, though.
Right.
Well,
of course. But I want to, you know, kind of give Major some time to talk because he definitely.
Yeah, let's hear about Young Stallion, Major.
Oh, Young Stallion. He's a character. He's pretty much everything in one. You know what I'm saying? He's laid back. You know what I'm saying? I love him like a brother. You know what I'm saying? He moved from Atlanta when he was maybe like 13, 14 years old. And I've been riding with him since then, you know what I'm saying? And me and him, we have, like, so many things in common, but at the same time that there's a lot of things that are different about him in the whole group. You know, he's really distinctive. You can tell in his music, you know what I'm saying? He's different, but at the same time, he really knows what he's doing. Like, he's the kind of person that when he goes into the studio, he don't need a pen. Like, he doesn't need to, like, write down anything. He'll just make a hook out of his head. Like, just yesterday, we was in the studio, and he would just go in there, and he would just sit down, listen to the beat, give him like maybe 5 minutes, and he'll just get up, put on the headphones, and hit it. You know what I'm saying? He'll come out with something crazy. And I'll be like, yo, did you write that down? He was like, no, I was just feeling it. I'm like, yo, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Major, are you an artist or producer or both?
Me? I started, it's kind of funny with me, because when I started rapping, because at first I was rapping, now I'm a dancer. I started rapping with Anonymous back in the day when we was in high school. I was like a freshman and junior in high school. We started collabing. We did a mixtape together and everything. And as time went on, because I'm kind of like a jack of all trades, you know what I'm saying? So when time went on, I kind of fell into the whole dancing scene a little bit. And then I started catching on to that, and I'm like, wow, I have talent for this too. And there was a lot of people trying to get into the music industry at that time, and nobody was really getting into the whole dancing thing. So I'm like, what's really going to make me stand out? You know what I'm saying? So I started getting into the whole dancing, the choreography, and that's really where my heart is at right now. But I always have that ear for music, you know what I'm saying? I'm always writing music, you know what I'm saying? But right now, where my heart is at,
Can we go into the
can definitely go into the Stallion Fresh Out record. I mean, basically, like I said, the song is pretty self-explanatory. It's pretty much Stallion pretty much giving you how he felt when he was fresh out of his legal bid, and you know, he's been pretty much on the right path ever since. And you know, we be looking for his new mixtape that we're getting ready to come out with called Class Clown. I forgot to plug Anonymous mixtape, August 9th, speak ahead, be looking for that. But yeah, this is Stallion, fresh out, College Boy Music Group all day.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Uh-huh. It's Stallion. I'm back. Nigga, I'm in your ass like Preparation H, I swear to God. Hey, man, look, man. I did them quick little 6 months. It wasn't nine months, whatever it was. It wasn't nine. Nigga, I ain't even been out 72 hours. I'm back in your ass. Yeah, man.
Y'all niggas talking shit, but y'all ain't really about none of it. Nigga, I'ma be on my jungle shit. Stay up on the track cause I'm running shit. Who, me? Yes, I. Young style B-A-B-Y. I'm on the top and I'm tree high. No, for real, I'm on G5. C-I, so fly. Way fly than you ever been. Bitch, my swag on heaven send. Why your swag on irrelevant? It's a bunch of rappers I'm better than. I don't wanna say nobody names. Make you niggas disappear. I'm in the Harry Potter gang. Bitch, my clique got a lot of change. Stallion, bitch, I got a lot of names. I'm the kid, Mr. Do It Big, Mr. Split Your Wig, Mr. Make It Rain. AKA, I'm Young Main. AKA, Young T-Wayne. And if you go out and ask them hoes, they gon' say I'm King Ding-a-Lang. Yo, bank, go ching-a-lang. My bank don't make a sound. In a spot my team is, best believe it's going down. I do this shit. What I'm trying to let you niggas know, MVP of the game. What you think my team winning for? Getting rich, what I'm in it for. Everything else is secondary. Punchlines hit hard. On the mic, I'm Singletary. I'm the shit like I'm drinking dairy. For the lactose, get your back broke. Bitch, I used to be flat broke. For real, bro, like when the Mac broke. Got a couple niggas that got so. I ain't seen a fight in a long time. Beat the beat on every track I'm on. So bad, I leave the stone crying. It's the wrong time on your G-Shock. If you're watching me, clocking me. Flow colder than a hockey team. And I don't need you niggas to pocket me and watching me and all kind of crazy shit. While the niggas sign on some baby shit. Hit a club fresh on some edit shit. Then I leave it just chill on some lazy shit. See, dark stars who I made it with. The top, that's who I'ma face it with. Success, I'm tasting it. Rich whiter than a racist bitch. Niggas watching TV like Obama's on. And then they can take it when the llama's on. Young and wrestling when the drama's on. Leave the room to reel it when the comma's gone. It's Young, S-C-A-L-L-I-O-N. I go in like a shot without a pen. I know the game's missing something. Me, and my whole team. Dark Star, E-N-T, S-W-A-G, and the B-P-G. Wow, that's me, and my whole team. Ain't no I and we. It's Young Side A-B, and I am O-U.
Hey, what the fuck? Hey, my nigga, listen. Nigga, I swear to God, though, I'll never leave y'all again, man. Shout out to the Dark Side Gang, man. Backpack Gang, man. Woo! And da da do. Yo, man. Hey, man, shout out. top out to everybody who's holding me down while I locked up, you heard me? I'm mine. You feel me? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
PM Hyman Radio Live. You heard it here first on the Friday Night Cypher. That was Fresh Out. Hot joint. We like that here. We have a call online, area code 386, last 49442. Welcome to the show. Tell us what's on your mind.
What up? I want to personally say that I'm digging that record, you know what I'm saying? Digging that record, you know what I'm saying? What's good, son? What's good, yo?
That's anonymous, man. This is my business partner. This is the man we've been talking about for a minute. This is Mr. Anonymous himself.
What up, bro? We just heard your joint Balance, man. We like that.
Yeah, I heard, bro. I kind of missed it, man. But
we'll get it on again before we get out of here. Just because you called in representing.
I appreciate
good,
that, man. I wish I could have made it, man. But my phone stopped working, man. I had to rush back to the crib.
You hear now, man, bro, and that's all that matters. Bodie was talking some real positive things about you, man. What can we expect from you in the near future?
Man, you can only expect greatness, man. Like, we moving forward. It's no one-man team either. We just in it for the taking. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I excel, Bodie excels. If he excels, I excel. If we all excel, Stallion excels. It's just, you know what I'm saying? We just got to keep our heads focused. You know what I'm saying? Major, I already know he going to do some big things, too. You know, the whole team is just, we just ready. We just ready to take over. That's it.
Right. Well, what's the one thing lacking in the game right now that, you know, College Boy Music's bringing to the table?
Originality. Just being original. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty much that feeling that you used to get when you first heard hip-hop. Or that feeling you got when you first heard Wayne, you know what I'm saying, just become a monster. Or, you know what I'm saying, when you heard your favorite artist spit something that just, or had a song that gave you this feeling like, oh my God, like, I just want to put it on repeat and continue to put it on repeat. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what the game is missing. And I think that's what, I know that's what we're going to bring to the table.
No doubt.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
well,
I like
Kilo for getting y'all on the show tonight. Definitely, I'm glad. Glad y'all came through tonight.
Yeah, man.
No doubt.
Great. Y'all show a lot of love, so I mean, it's only right that I introduce the team to the world the right way. Team Hyman Radio Live all day. Kilo Boston, Frank Nitty. It's just a good feeling, man. We just over here just living life and kind of taking our blessings. You know, and making the best of them. I mean, because, like I said, there's a lot of artists out here that's making music that really ain't talking about nothing, and what makes it so bad with this industry is just, like, that's the fastest thing that they latch on to, you know, and it's like they missing records like Anonymous records like Balance. I mean, you know, a lot of people want to feel, you know, a lot of people want to listen to that song and just say, oh, my gosh, like when Tupac was alive. It's like you'll listen to a Tupac record and, you know, he'll paint this picture to you, and it's like you can see his whole story. Like Brenda had a baby, for example. You know, it's like you'll listen to that song, and then you'll just hear this, you know, you'll hear this story, and you'll picture the story in your head. Then when he put the video to you, it's just like it was so powerful. You know, and not to say anything about, you know, the YCs or the Soulja Boy in the game or the Lil B's, but, you know, when they come out, the records that's coming out these days, you look at the video, and it's just kind of like, okay, what story is this telling? It's an entertaining record, you know, the beat's nice, but, you know, what am I really feeling from this? You know what I mean? And I mean, and it kind of goes in line with when I came out with the Hashtag joint. You know, even though Hashtag doesn't necessarily tell a story, but it still goes in line to what, you know, what we're all accustomed to today, and that's social networking. It's like we're all addicted to Twitter. Twitter has kind of like become like the social media platform, you know, to the point that I've seen celebrities pretty much get criticized based on their tweets. You know what I mean? So, you know, to come out a record that relates to what everybody, what all of us are addicted to, including myself, social networking, you know, I feel like, you know, even if it was a song that wasn't going to necessarily tell a story as deep as Balance, or a song that wasn't going to tell, like, a story as raw as Fresh Out,
you know, it still relates to what it is that we're doing today. You know, but a lot of artists are not really thinking about that. They're just kind of thinking about, okay, what's the fastest song I can come out with that's going to make a quick dollar? You know what I mean?
And well, yeah, thinking about record sales. I think they should. I think artists should. That's the number one thing artists should be worried about and thinking about is how do you actually sell units? Well, one thing that I think artists, and you mentioned it about the labels pushing certain type of music, artists, you know, point to the labels in reference to what labels are pushing, but if there wasn't an audience for what the labels were pushing, they would have nothing to push. Why are people so sold on what you said earlier, you know, sex and getting drunk, getting high? Why is that what young people in hip-hop music is more drawn to? Why is that? And how do we change that?
Well, I mean, I think where the change has to start, honestly, it has to start at home. I mean, I honestly believe that, you know, like you said, you know, record labels wouldn't push the music if it wasn't an audience for the music. You know, so I would honestly say, let's take away the audience. You know, because you hear more, you know, I hear more 14, 15, 16-year-olds getting drunk, getting pregnant, having sex before their time, getting diseases, all that kind of stuff because they're following with their favorite rapper. You know, say, like, I even did a joint called Time Out where I kind of addressed that. You know, it's like there's females that don't want to be called the B word, but, you know, they'll tell the whole world they're the baddest B. And, you know what I mean? And or, you know, they the flyest B, but the minute someone call them that, a man in specific, you know, it's the most offensive thing in the world, but they call themselves that all the time. You know, same thing with the N-word. You know what I mean? It's just like one of those kind of things. It's like it's been used so much to the point that we've just gotten accustomed to it. And I think one step is, like I said, starting at home. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, I've always been into music, but, you know, that's one thing my dad would do that I appreciate now that I look back on it. I couldn't understand it then, but I look back on it, I appreciate it now. Like before, I want to say before I was 18 years old, if I would sit in a room and I can be listening to Jay-Z, if my dad heard a cuss word come out the radio, he would literally come in the room, not say a word, hit stop on a CD player, pop the top open, take the C out, and crack it right there in my face, and then walk out of the room. And I would never understand that because I was like, Dad, I just bought that CD. I spent $22 on the CD. I was so upset, but he would tell me, you're too young to listen to that junk in my house. And I never could understand that, but he will always tell me you're going to appreciate it later because you don't want to have your youth exposed to too many things too early. You know, and I think that's where the problem is. It's like the younger the artist is coming out, the more adult their content is. You know, because listen to Soulja Boy, for example. He just turned 21. But he's been making songs about drinking, smoking, partying, all that kind of stuff. And it was like, it was overlooked. So when he finally turned 21, everybody's like, hasn't he been 21 for like the past 3 years? And it's like, no, when he came out, he was 16 years old. But that was the content that they were pushing, and they thought it was cool because it was Soulja Boy. And I don't look at it with just music, though. I look at it with television, movies. You know, I even look at stuff like the Boondocks. You know, you see like little 8-year-old Riley talking the way he talks. And, you know, 10-year-old Huey talking the way he talks. But that's the image that's shown to our kids. And it's like we'll laugh at it. You know, as adults, we'll think it's the coolest thing ever. But we're not realizing that it's brainwashing our children, too, because they're thinking, okay, if 8-year-old Riley is talking like that, it's okay for me to talk like that. You know what I mean? So I think
hey, let's not to cut you off, bro. We got people definitely standing by. Want to actually, okay, they're gone. I'm sorry. You can pick right back up. The audience.
Oh well, I just think that's where it should start. It should just take away the audience, and I think we should uncondition our mind to think, you know, a certain kind of way. Because I think we're like our minds are so conditioned that subconsciously we don't realize they're conditioned, but it's conditioned to think a certain kind of way. You know, I believe that there's still segregation in 2011. You know, I mean, it's crazy as it sounds. I believe it is because
that doesn't sound crazy to us at all. No, on this program,
not at all.
And it's like, you don't realize it, though. You know, a lot of times we don't really think about it because, you know, you think segregation, you think, oh, white people water fountain, black people water fountain. But it's like, no, it's like mentally we're segregated because, for example, you know, we'll say, you know, a white person's neighborhood is considered the suburb, but a black person's neighborhood is considered the hood. But when black people move to the suburbs, they say, there goes the neighborhood. You know, I'm like, okay, so we're mentally segregated, like African-Americans can't live in a decent neighborhood, or we can't live in the suburbs and it still be considered the suburbs.
Well,
it automatically
I think it's a mindset. I think it's a mindset. I think it comes down to a mindset and you knowing who you are, and I think it comes down to direction and having the right role models and mentors, you know, and people. Like you said, one thing that you said is powerful. You said, my dad came in if he heard profanity in the music that I was listening to, and he cracked my CDs, and I couldn't understand that. But he cracked enough CDs to at some point you got it, you know. And at the end of the day, many households are missing that right there. Somebody who will draw a line in the sand and say, uh-uh, you know what I'm saying, establishing a standard. And you said it. You said it goes back to the household. Hey, this joint right here, this is anonymous. It's yep. called Stallion. It's 10:40 in New York City. It's 10:40 in Philadelphia. It's 11:40 in the a.m. Tomorrow in Baghdad. We'll be right back. Again, this is called Balance.
You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Just to speak with me. She's a sellout. She just left a receipt with me. Let me chill. I really think I need to breathe.
But how could a woman have so much power? Shorty got me shivering. I'm feeling like a coward. So I quickly run into the shower. Till I got a text from her saying she was coming in an hour. I cut the shower off, raced to the front door. Her presence is everything I would hope for. An hour passed, I couldn't understand why she walked in holding hands with another man. I'm losing my balance. She got me losing my balance.
Radio Live, that is Balance, and I believe that's from Anonymous. That's one of Bodie's artists. I like that. That sounds real good. I don't think I heard it the first time, but I really like it. That's real nice and mellow. Bodie, thank you for coming to see us again and again. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
I got one question for you. I didn't personally meet you down in Miami, but I seen you down there, and I just want to know, since Miami, which was February, what's one thing that's changed in your life that you wish you could have back?
That I wish I could have back?
That you could go back to now that you, you know, now that you signed, everything's popping for you. Is there anything that, you know, back in your normal man's life that you wish you could go back to?
Well, I don't consider my life any different. I still consider myself a normal man life. I mean, I just, my schedule has just changed a little, but I still have everyday problems. I mean, I still wake up in the morning and put my pants leg on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. I mean, I'm not Superman or anything. I mean, if I can go back and, like, change anything, I would probably change nothing. Like, I honestly, I can't say that there's anything that I would want to change or go back and change or do again, because, I mean, everything that I've had then, I still have now. I just have a little more drive now, because it's like, okay, now eyes are finally open and people are starting paying attention and people are, and ears are perking up. So, I mean, it's not so much that I want to go back and change anything. It's just that I wish that it would have been sooner.
Have you seen the financial gains that you expected in this short period of time?
As far as I expected, I mean, I don't think I will ever be satisfied financially, because I don't think I'll be satisfied until I can pretty much put my mom in another house, buy my dad a 63 Impala convertible that he's always wanted for forever. Make Anonymous a millionaire, make Major a millionaire, make Stallion a millionaire, make everybody on College Boy Music a millionaire. Shout out to She Monster, T-Stars, the whole family. I mean, I don't think I would ever be satisfied yet financially. Like, but I am good. You know, I will say that. I'm good. I don't have to want for anything, if that's what you're wondering. But I don't think I would be absolutely satisfied until everybody around me is satisfied. So as far as I'm concerned, the financial part of it is just pretty much reinvesting. That's why I started the company, and that's why I'm investing, you know, in Anonymous, and investing in Stallion, and investing in Major and Shima and T-Stars, because I feel like, you know, I want to be sitting like Diddy and Jay-Z, man. I don't want to just be, you know, this artist that just got enough money to go buy cars and jewelry and stuff. I want to be able to sit back and watch my money work for me. So when I'm ready to sit down, like I told my grandmother yesterday, I want to have a normal life where when I put the microphone down, I can sit behind the scenes with my kids and my wife, and we just have a normal life and just be comfortable.
Yeah, no, that's smart business.
the question didn't necessarily come out of a wonder. I just wanted those who are following you and for aspiring artists to really understand in real time and have a real expectation. You know, from the time, again, you know, Domare said it, you signed back in, you know, February. I'm not sure if you signed in February or if it came about in March or April because of contract negotiations. But I just wanted those who are listening and following you to just understand the realism that's associated with it. You know, whether it's meeting your expectations or not meeting it, I wanted them to hear it from you directly. So I appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight, man. And was that Domare or CeeLo making a comment?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, yeah, and I like the fact that you asked that question because the thing is this, that when, I mean, I've seen it for the time that I have been involved in music, which has been some years, I have seen where people just think that, oh, I'm hot, I can just go in the studio and do whatever, and then I'm going to automatically be a gazillionaire. And it doesn't happen like that, you know. Everything takes time. I mean, this sometimes, like I told my daughter, I said, by the time you see someone actually on TV or hear them, you know, on the radio, they've been in it for a while. They didn't just pop out of nowhere and they're automatically a success and here's your check for being good. You know, it
That's
takes
right.
time. It takes time. You have to be developed as an artist. You know, you have to get your team solid. And you're gonna get a couple of bad apples before you get a nice bunch, you know. So, you know,
patience is a virtue, definitely.
Exactly. Thank you for taking those words right out of my mouth. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, patience is a virtue. Hey, we got Bo D hanging out with us, Slip and Slide, as well as my man Anonymous. We'll be right back with more College Boy music. This is LD like that. Team I'm already alive.
You know what it is.
I just wanna bring it. I just wanna know.
Feel real good,
go ahead and bring it.
Rock now.
never miss a 3-point, so no need for rebound. Alpine speakers bumping so heavy. I'm just trying to go forward, so no need for a chef. People asking questions like, damn, who is he? Second guess yourself, just to make you too iffy. But I'm the real deal, big dog. And I'm ready, no SpongeBob. My white friends say I'm rad. See me gliding through the sky, higher than a climax. Yeah, I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that, I think they like it like that. Like
stop that. Five without a doubt.
Radio Live. Thank y'all for rocking with us. We got 4 minutes left in the show. We've been rocking. If you missed it, first of all, you got to run it back, the podcast, which will be available 20 minutes off air. We got Bodie. We got Anonymous. We got Major. They're giving it to you positive and beautiful.
Yeah,
I love you guys. You guys are like the
what
best.
What up, Harlem?
I got
a question, though. If I could ask, I'm saying like,
yes,
I was saying if I could be the first one to interview y'all.
Oh, wow.
No.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I want to do something like, I just want to do something that no one's done. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be an artist to interview y'all. You feel me?
Hey, no problem. I'm a
who's the speaker?
Get him, Anonymous. Get him.
Wait. Let me get in my professional voice.
Yeah, who's that with the request?
That's Anonymous, man.
Anonymous, where you calling us out of tonight, bro? Again, thanks for hanging out with us. What are you calling us out of?
No.
That's pretty bold. I like that. That's pretty bold. That's pretty original. What are you calling out of?
Man, I'm calling out of Daytona.
Daytona Beach.
Daytona. It's like Daytona, but
Deltona.
Smaller.
Daytona. Okay.
Yeah.
He said, don't correct me. You're wrong. Daytona Beach, Florida. Okay. That's what's good. Yeah. I've never heard of it. What is it, like 4,000 people in that city, in that town?
Man,
what is that?
I don't know. It's just like, to describe the population here, it's kind of like a pregnant woman trying to work out in the summertime.
You know why?
Because the population can grow, but then it can get smaller. it can grow again. You feel me?
That's hilarious.
Yes. Oh my gosh, hilarious.
Hey, that's hilarious. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Hey, we gotta set up something so we can hang out for real. And I'm game to answer any questions you got. So hey, let's set it up for next Friday's cipher. Let's set it up for next Friday if we don't have anybody already scheduled. If not, that following Friday night. Angels, take us home.
Well, I want to say whatever you – this is CeeLo. I want to say whatever you do, do it well. Be positive about it. This is Dede. Be a blessing.
This is Toya. Be blessed.
And to all the artists out there.
We appreciate y'all, man.
No problem. We appreciate you. And to all the artists out there, just remember, all the artists, any artists that's listening, don't chase the money, chase the dream. Always remember that.
Chase the dream.
Chase the dream. Because if you chase the money eventually runs out.
Yeah.
Period.
Yes.
So don't chase the money, chase the dream. If you chase the dream, I promise you, you'll accomplish that dream and have some, and I promise you'll never have a nightmare.
Hey, cool. You got the last 20 seconds, bro.
Go anonymous.
Oh, my fault. Yeah, man. To everybody, man, just put God first, man. And as soon as you put God first, man, everything else will follow. I had to learn that.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk